Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, so we always appreciate his help and his hard work. In the studio with us now, Karen Book is here from Sealands Grove. She is a board member of the Sealands Grove Community Pool Governance Board and is a volunteer with the pool, and they have a busy season coming up, so we're going to talk about this really a joint community effort where everybody's pulling for the pool, you know, the borough council and people and parents.
That's right. You know, Sealands Grove area pool is a real treasure in our community, and we want to see it flourish, and we want to see people participating and enjoying it with their families.
And maybe it's even more jointly operated than some pools are?
Well, certainly. We rely on business support, but of course we've got the maintenance costs of the pool itself, the grounds, the lifeguards, the pool manager, all of those things cost money, and we do appreciate when businesses step up to help support the pool and also residents with their memberships each year.
All right, but it's nonprofit.
It is a nonprofit group that keeps it running. I just started as a volunteer on the board in January because I believe in it and I want to see families have a pool to go to. We know some area communities that don't have a pool anymore, and unfortunately they're not able to maintain the monetary costs that go along with a pool, and we're working to keep that from happening in our community. We want to see this as a resource for years to come. Well, it's been here for 50 years.
Well, it's been there for 50 years, and it not only has a legacy, but there's a tremendous amount of complexity and timing to it, and infrastructure and advertising. You got to get the word out.
That's right. And, you know, one of the ways that we do raise money is that we've got a 5K race that's coming up that we'll be raising money both through business support. So if anyone does want to be a sponsor of our race, we have until June 8th to take some additional business sponsors. But folks might want to come out and run it or walk the race. And through a $20 registration, they'll get a t-shirt if they can register by June 8th. And they'll get a goodie bag of, you know, advertisements from our various sponsors, as well as a free day pool pass as part of the participation. So we'd love to see folks coming out and supporting that Dash and Splash 5K run walk, which is coming up June 2nd, Saturday at 9 a.m. It's going to be a race down on the Isle of Kew. It starts at 330 South Front Street. It's a loop type race, and that $20 registration fee, again, you'll get a t-shirt if you can register by June 8th. If you can't register by then, we will take some on-site registrations as well on race day at 7 a.m.
All right, and that is June 22nd?
The race itself is June 22nd, right?
All right.
And register by the 8th to get your t-shirt.
All right, so you got registering by the 8th if you want the t-shirt, but everybody register by the 8th would probably be sound advice, because you want to find and figure out how many people are there and how big of a spectacle you're going to have running through Sealands Grove.
Yeah, and it is a timed race. Falcon Race Timing is going to be helping us with the timing. And so there's information on their website as well as ours, which is sealandsgrovepool.org.
The Dash and Splash, so do they complete the race and jump in? Is that the splash?
They certainly can. They can come on up. Our pool hours are from noon to 7 each day, and the pool is located at 30 Linda Lane. If you're not familiar with where our pool is located, you know, it would be a great day to come out and check it out.
All right, so that's the Splash and Dash. What else is happening at the Sealands Grove pool? Kind of tell me some of the many things that are scheduled for this summer.
Sure. Well, you know, I think it's so important to have children learn how to swim, not just for the recreational fun, but for the safety aspect of it. So we'll be offering American Red Cross swim lessons, which are fundamentals for kids. There's two sessions running for the full week of June 24th to the 28th, and then July 8th through the 12th, with three different morning time slots for the kids, 9:30, 10:10, and 10:50 each of those weeks. So six different slots for kids ages 5 to 14 to come on out and learn how to swim. For younger children, 3 to 5, they can come out as well, as long as they have a parent that's willing to do some poolside participation to help them along.
All right, so those are the swim lessons
that are coming. And those are just, they're very affordable, $20 per student for the full week session.
Okay, so swim lessons at the community pool. Folks can use the pool, too, if they want to have a private event.
Oh, like parties, for sure. That's something that's very popular, to have birthday parties, or if you've got a summer sports team that wants to have a celebration at the end of the season, the pool's a great place to do that. But really all occasions, and we've got evening pool options as well as daytime pool options, and they're very affordable. There's a pavilion to make it easy. We also have a concession stand that you can take advantage of, or bring your own food and decorations, etc.
Now, you sell food. Tell me, how does the concession stand work? Every town does this a little bit differently.
Yeah, we love that there are some snacks and treats available. The concession stand is really run by Bella's Pizza, so we don't have a whole lot to do with it aside from letting them do their thing. So they come in and they do provide concessions during the pool's operating hours of 12 to 7.
All right. How much is the pool's budget? I told you I'd ask you 100 questions that you would know the answer to, but I bet I might have found one.
I didn't bring that information. I do have a binder of stuff, and I'm fairly new, as I said, to operating on the pool board as a volunteer.
$200,000.
It does cost close to $100,000 to operate each year. That's the number that we strive to raise each year in funds, both through, like I said, business support. We have out-and-out sponsors. We have some businesses that take advantage of offering pool memberships to their employees as part of their wellness program, and they offer us, you know, a sponsorship amount, and then they offer that as a benefit to employees. So those are some of the ways that we help to fund, you know, all the costs, like I said, of the lifeguards and the pool manager and maintaining the grounds. We're getting some new things, you know, the diving board, maintaining that.
And keeping the insurance on that. I hear that that's always a cost center.
Of course, insurance. We've got some pool toys. We have tables and umbrellas and other things. So all of those things cost money, and it's through the generous support of our local sponsors that makes all of that happen.
And the borough council is on your side. I'm lucky enough to be an acquaintance of Rick Meese, the council member, and he's on the pool board, too, and he says
he's the president of the pool board,
he's
the man.
And I don't know how much funding they provide, but probably some, and they're making sure the pool keeps going, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think he's passionate about it because he sees that this is something that was started by volunteers a long time ago, and they very recently formed this board of volunteers to keep it running properly for years to come.
All right. If folks want more information about the Sealands Grove Pool, easy enough, a current website is sealandsgrovepool.org. What would I find there? The schedule of some of the things we talked about?
Right. Well, certainly we'd love for folks to consider becoming a family member. For a family membership, it's $225. A single season pass is $125. You can get a senior season pass at $60, and even a babysitter pass for convenience to sort of add on to a family pass if you've got someone that might want to take the kids to the pool when parents aren't available. We also have some bulk day passes available at a discount, so if anyone wanted to get quantities of passes, they can get them at a 15 to 20% discount. And something new this year is our water aerobics program, which is coming up in July, July 19th through August 16th, and that's going to be from 11 to 11:45, and that's through a grant, a local grant that's helping us offer that as a fitness option for adults through that time frame.
And who is partnering? Who else is in on that?
We're partnering with 360 Unique Fitness. They have certified fitness instructors that are going to be helping make that program happen, and of course a grant, a local grant that's helping to offset those costs.
All right, well, good for you. And I wouldn't say I'm close friends with Maria Riccardi, but she has put me through the paces a couple of times.
She
as
puts
a
me
trainer.
Through the paces too. I love her. I love her fitness studio. And of course, there's an open water scuba course that's coming up in July through August on Sundays, 4:30 to 7. And you know, there's a registration fee with that, of course. But we've got a Paddy Master instructor, Rich Best from Sunken Treasure Scuba Center, who's going to be running that open water scuba course. And if you don't know if you'd like to dive, there's actually a free scuba equipment tryout happening June 30th from 4 to 7. So I think, you know, obviously we don't have the ocean nearby, but if it's something that you'd like to do with learning how to dive, I think it's a really great resource that the pool can offer too.
Can you scuba dive in the river? I wouldn't say I see that often.
I don't think that that's a typical thing to do, but Rich Best is our expert in terms of Paddy Master Diving, and he's going to be running that course coming up in July as well. So all that information's on the website, too.
All right, so that would be an opportunity to learn scuba swimming lessons, rent the pool, just play and have fun on a hot day or any day. Really take your kids down there. There's supervision and lifeguards, and there's a lot going on down there.
There is, but the big news is that, of course, you know, the pool is opening this Friday. It coincides with the start of summer vacation for Sealands Grove kids. They can look for the pool to be open from noon to 7. Check out the website before you come. If there's any kind of weather coming, they'll note that on there if there's any change to hours. But, you know, enjoy. There's a tube slide. There's a T-cross bar, you know, a raindrop shower that comes down for the kids to play in, a little kiddie pool, the diving board. We have zero entry access for handicap accessibility to the pool as well. So just a ton of benefits for the community, and we'd love to see the community support it.
Well, and you also seem to have an eye not only on having a great summer, but having a great next summer and a great next summer. You're sort of future-oriented.
I think so. I think that's important for the board to be looking not just for this year, but looking ahead. And I think awareness and appreciation from the community is what we're hoping for. You know, we sent some student day passes out to some of the younger children in the Sealands Grove Area School District so that they can come and have a free day at the pool. Be aware of this resource. Take advantage of it. Enjoy. Splash around, you know. I think sometimes people may think, oh, the private pool is the way to go, or the country club. But hey, we've got a nice public pool, and we want to see folks take advantage of it so that it can continue for years to come.
Well, and there's a camaraderie of the summertime public pool, too. You get to see everybody.
Yeah, I grew up with a pool, and I think I just kind of took it for granted. I didn't think about it as such a resource, but it really is, and we just want to see it available to teach kids. You know, I want my kids to learn how to swim. I want them to take those swim lessons. It's important for safety, but it's important for fun, too. So.
All right. Well, yeah, it draws kids together. Socialization, they call it now that we call it just having fun, but...
Absolutely, and the pool's a place to be, so.
That's a factor. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for all you're doing, helping out in the pool. I imagine in the spring that's quite a few hours you folks put in.
And we meet once a month all year long, actually, to keep it going.
All right. Karen Book, board member and volunteer with the Sealands Grove Community Pool. And are you monitoring the healthfulness of the snacks? She's a registered dietitian, too.
I don't do that. You know, I'm sure there's popsicles and pizza and all kinds of things, but with all the activity and calories being burned when you're splashing around, you don't have to think about that too much.
Well, 10 years
great
ago,
exercise.
You taught me about the 80-20 rule. I never forgot about 80% good stuff and 20% you get to have some treats.
That's
so
right.
I'll never forget it.
But being active, swimming, and diving, those are great ways to expend all those calories.
Good fitness
get
activities.
Get up off your butt.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank
Karen
you.
Sealandsgrovepool.org.